My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The sweet sounds of the 70s. 1974 to be exact, Shine.
That is correct.
Rejoin theme this morning because of a discussion earlier on the program. You can text us at any time on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. 617 text, obscure reference on adults traveling on their own, solo. Ken Laird and Disney, Curtis. That's from 617 Dexter, yeah. Which was kind of a weird thing that Ken used to do.
Yeah, he would consider it a European vacation when he would country hop solo at Epcot.
And 339 Texter says, be honest, Greg, how many solo vacations have you been on? None. Right. I wouldn't do it, but
it's
I don't.
Weird.
But I'm not like Wiggy, where I say you're a weirdo if you like to travel alone. People
you don't have like a group of friends?
Weird. It is weird to go to Disney for your honeymoon, though, Greg.
No, I don't think that was weird.
No, that's very weird.
That's so really weird.
I think we got
you're
like
a Disney adult.
No, I think we got free passes.
It's
or something.
A place designed for children.
It was. Yeah. It was because I'm frugal. That was the reason. But
can you sleep at Cinderella's castle?
No,
too?
No.
They do have a room there.
No, the service at Disney is exemplary. They like do an unbelievable.
You take a bunch of photos with Mickey and Minnie.
No one ever. No. Now, Wiggy, are you okay if you travel solo, but you're on like a group trip, like what Danielle does for people?
Be
like
careful.
People go on a group trip and they go like all go.
Well,
get to know each other.
Yeah, that's nice.
See, I don't want that.
Why wouldn't go with like a group of your friends?
Well, maybe you're, you know, you want to meet new friends.
People want different things on vacation. Mm-hmm. Like Julia Hill had this giant idea for a vacation this summer. I think I brought it up in the show where we would go hiking in Peru.
All right. Ooh, Machu Picchu.
In the Andes.
Okay.
You know, me,
you wouldn't last
me, Jen, her, and Breeze.
Like right. Sleeping outside?
Was, yeah, like a big thing. You hike in.
You would fire the Sherpa.
I said, no, I don't want that. I want to sit somewhere and like have a umbrella drink and, you know, read a book or something. I don't want to be, I don't want to exert myself on vacation. But people love those. Like,
but that's, the, that's
but you're
a group
so
of
judgmental
no, it's
of other
not,
people.
It's that's a group of people that you're with. You're going someplace and you're going there to kind of for the memories and the scenery. When you go by yourself as an adult, you now it's about you having to meet people in order to communicate. Like, you're going to a place where you don't know nobody, and you're just going there by your... I find that...
Yeah, that's part of the adventure.
What adventure? You don't have, like, a group of friends or a friend say, hey, buddy, I'm going to a girl's trip or a guy's trip. Hey,
Chime, have you gone on a vacation by yourself?
I mean, like,
if you take a lot of vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you traveled by yourself?
Yeah, I've traveled by myself.
Yeah. What do you mean you travel? Greg just asked you if you went on a vacation by yourself and you were like, Then you go, yeah, I travel. Where have you gone by yourself?
Do you count going to the PGA Championship by myself?
Yes, yes.
No, that's an event. I don't
out of state?
No, you went with Lauren. You drove.
No, I didn't. I went by myself. She did not go. She would never go to a golf event.
And you went she went with you, but not to the tournament.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
I went by myself.
Yeah,
that counts. That's like going to Disney by yourself.
My father just got back from, like, he went down to Florida to learn how to scuba dive.
By himself.
Yeah, by himself. Yeah. That's what, especially like when you're older and divorced, that's sometimes you kind of have to, like, by necessity.
People who say
you want to go on trips.
People who say
smash any randos down in Florida.
Oh, hey, I don't ask those questions to my father. Like, you might have that conversation with Brees and Julia. I do not ask my father. What he does in his free time, he does in his free time.
Does he know anybody now in Florida?
No, not a soul.
Yeah, that's strange.
Wiggy is so freaked out.
Yeah, that is weird to me.
You just can't understand.
I don't understand
what
I'll never understand.
Like, what they do.
No, it's not. I don't understand what they like. Like, you know, Julia talking about the hiking trip. Okay, yeah. I get it. I'll never understand why grown adults are like, oh, I'm going to Cancun by myself.
I could never do it.
If I could afford it, I would go to London tomorrow.
By yourself?
By myself. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I was there, but with my family. I live there.
So you would just sit at a restaurant alone?
I would go to pubs. Yeah, I would just explore.
And
yeah,
Greg, 100%. You're so full of it. If you're on a trip, if you and DMs go for a fun weekend into New Orleans, and you see a person, male or female, that's seated at the bar by themselves on vacation, you're like, ooh, I wonder what's wrong with that person.
No, I usually think they're hired help.
I wouldn't be worried about it at all.
I think immediately if I see a woman, you know, dressed really nicely at a bar alone, I'm like, she's...
High and help.
A hooker? That,
yeah.
I'm judgmental. Maybe she's just there on business.
That's where my mind goes to immediately.
Oh, I thought hired help meant like a nanny.
No,
it's a prostitute?
Yeah.
Jesus. Talk about me being judgmental. I would have thought like they're there on
business.
I feel
like every time you watch a TV show or a movie and there's a woman, you know, dressed really nicely, gorgeous, sitting
she's
at the bar.
A prostitute?
Yeah.
Do you think people at a bar in LA right now think Ken's a prostitute?
Maybe.
Oh, speaking of television, we're going to have to do They Said It at 7:20. Is that
fine? Yeah.
Because I want enough time. So we'll get to They Said It in 10 minutes. Please stay here for it. What did you make of the series finale on Presumed Innocent last night?
What a roller coaster of emotions. I thought it was great. I thought it tied everything up with a perfect bow. I thought it was really, really well done. I literally hit play on the finale. Wiggy texts our group message. And again, there could be spoilers right now. So I'm letting you know right now, if you have not watched yet, you do not want to know what we're talking about. We are about to talk about Presumed Innocent, the finale. Wiggy texts, Courtney, right again, Presumed Innocent. I'm like, oh my God, Wiggy just ruined it for me. I look at Santo, I'm fuming. I text the group message back a million times. I'm like, I just turned this on. I've avoided spoilers all day. So now I'm harumphing throughout the entire finale. Gets to the end. It's not the person I said it was going to be.
I know. What was Wiggy talking about?
He said today, because we had a separate conversation about how there was going to be a season two. And I said, Wiggy, I think they're going to end it with a resolution.
Right, like a true detective.
Yes, and then there will be a new season with a new cast for the season two. And that's what's going to happen. But the way you worded the text message made it seem like who I thought the killer was.
Well, I didn't even know who you thought the killer was.
I thought it
who did you think it was?
I thought it was the assistant DA.
Tommy Malto?
Tommy Malto.
Yeah. They changed it from the book and the movie. I'm glad they did.
Mm-hmm.
It was good, though.
Yeah, it was a good ending.
Really good.
Yeah, it was a really, really, really good ending.
If you haven't been watching it on Apple, I would recommend that you do. It's really, really good.
Yeah. And we were kind of talking about that yesterday. We were like, well, because I had read that, all right, they're having a season two. And then we're trying to figure out, well, what's the direction? Are they going to wrap it up? How are they? And you kept saying, I think they're going to do. What was the show you always talked
about? White Lotus.
White Lotus. You go, and I'm like, and so that's what I was saying when it ended. I was like, oh, okay. I could see now where the season two was going to go.
But it was one of those moments where the group message came in and I was actually like sighing in my apartment with Santo being like, I cannot believe he just did this.
No, the twist at the end was good.
Oh, that was amazing.
The twist in the movie was the way they did it in the movie was better.
Really?
Than the way they did this twist.
Wow.
The way you discover who the person is in the Harrison Ford movie
okay.
is better.
Oh, wow. I didn't see the movie in forever, but the twist in the show was really good.
This is Cotto from Boston. Hey, Cotto.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
So, I cannot agree with Wiggy anymore. Like, I think that if you go to the bar by yourself or on vacation, like, you know, to each their own, everybody does their own thing, but it is just so weird. Like, I'm a photographer, and oftentimes I have to go, like, in between shoots and stop at a restaurant and eat by myself, and I literally feel so weird. I feel like everybody's looking at me, and, like, I find myself going on my phone, like, scrolling through random stuff just so I don't look like a weirdo.
Yeah,
right. I don't get this.
Because like, it's strange.
I love it.
Pardo is different because he's somewhere for work.
Yeah.
Right? So when I see somebody by themselves at a bar, I instantly think, not like Courtney, they're a prostitute, but I think, oh, maybe this person's there for work. So I'll give them a pass if they're sitting at a bar.
People like to go, like people who, many people who are in a relationship and always go out to eat with their partner.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the opportunity to go out by themselves every once in a while. Like, there's nothing...
I hate being alone.
Greg.
If I was at a restaurant by myself, I would have to have a book with me, I would have to be watching a TV show, or I would be taking the food to go.
Stay at home,
Or order room service. Yeah. Like, I could never go sit somewhere alone. What do you do? Just look at the wall?
Right.
Look at the other people around you and have a conversation with this person next to you if you're sitting at the bar. What are you doing?
If I'm drinking
alone for too long, I'm FaceTiming like everybody in my phone.
What? Oh, God. No, thank you. I don't want to FaceTime anybody ever.
The only reason I don't do it is because I don't drink. But when I was drinking, going to the bar by yourself was a freaking blast.
Yes, 100%.
Especially with a smartphone. You can read a book. You can read a story. You can.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Watch the game. Like, nobody knows how much you're drinking. It's a great day.
Yeah, but are you there for work? Like, if you're in a hotel for work and you go, okay, I want to go to the bar and have a drink and watch a game, I got no issues with that. But if you make it a point to say, hey, I'm traveling to Florida by myself to Orlando, whether it's Disney or not, and guess what? I'm going to pop into a bar because I'm here on vacation.
Even on work. Like,
that's strange.
I have only been into a hotel restaurant bar alone for work once, and it was because I was crying because I had a really bad roommate situation. This was years and years ago.
I didn't make you cry that time.
No.
I really hope at one point we could tell that story.
I think we could, but I mean, I'd have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody did. I got put in a room with someone who doesn't shower.
Mm. Oh, right. It's never a good thing.
Oh.
And I was away for a week, and I had reached my boiling point.
Jeez.
Yeah. When I traveled with this person, I would travel with, like, air fresheners for the room. Yeah.
Was it a girl or a guy?
Well, they wouldn't put me in a room with a guy.
Oh, it was a girl?
Damn.
Oh. It got bad. I went to HR.
Why didn't you just tell her? Why didn't you just say, hey, take a shower?
Well, no,
why didn't she shower?
I don't know. But I would have these conversations with my mom before all these trips, and I would be so anxious going into them. And so my mom, her advice was, before you shower every day, say, hey, I'm going to shower. You can go first. You go first.
Yeah, yeah.
And so every time we'd get back to the room, I'd say, you go first. And she would say, oh, no, I'm good.
Oh,
Like, didn't travel with, like, a shampoo, conditioner, or razor.
She's like Mila Kunis in there. See, Ashton Kutcher, they do all that weird crap.
Well, the good thing is, she couldn't return to the room unexpectedly and catch you off guard because you'd be able to smell her.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
when she's coming, from a mile away.
I literally went into the room. I there was one trip I stayed out all night because I couldn't go back to the room.
And then
I went into the hotel bar restaurant. I ordered myself a personal pizza and a half bottle of wine, and I cried in the lobby.
Why didn't you just say something to her?
Because that's so embarrassing.
But the fact that you have to
did she come in the room and say, did you get anchovies on your pizza?
Oh.
And you said no? That's you.
You were like, bad. It was bad.
You were like, damn, throw the seafood boxes on. She's like, seafood? No one has seafood. What are you talking about?
Disturbing.
I had a burger. Really
bad. Yeah. No, some people just like to do things alone. Reese McGuire likes to be alone in his vehicle. Right. Nobody else there at any other time.
He gone.
Huh? All right. We're going to get to They Said It coming up in a few minutes. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. Wiggy, everybody in Twitch saying that we're insecure. That's why we can't be in restaurants or hotel bars alone or travel by ourselves.
So. Also, how uncomfortable would you guess Craig Breslow would get if we ask about the trash talking last night directed at Reese
Craig.
McGuire?
I think it's important to ask.
I think it is important. It was a brawl last night during the Sox game. I mean, I have to think it has to be brought up.
Yeah, that Sox, the Sox dropped the series against the Rockies in a fiery final game in Colorado. 20-7 was the final score. And Rockies pitcher Cal Quantrill got into it with Reese McGuire following a flyout in the fourth when Quantrill seemed to reference McGuire's 2020 arrest for indecent exposure. Now, I'm not even going to say seems to anymore because it's as clear as day when you read his lips.
Yes.
Bench is clear. No one was ejected. Quantrill did talk about the moment after the game.
I recognize we were up by whatever we're up by, but you know, I celebrate when I get important outs. And he took offense to it. Some words were exchanged. It's baseball. Well, I'll move on. It's a hard sport. We work hard at it. We've battled all year long. We beat a good team today. I think that I'll never stop caring about the sport and putting my emotions out there. Do our best not to, you know, direct it at the other team. And I don't think I did that today. And it just is what it is.
Yeah. It's part of the game, especially if you know that happened to you. You got to know, like, people are going
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, you have to know that. I mean, if you don't want it to happen,
right?
Don't be sitting in a parking lot in your car applying pine tar to your bat. Like, I mean,
he was working on his different grip angles.
What sport do you think has the worst trash talking? Because I think hockey.
Hockey's pretty good too.
I've heard hockey players get really, really bad.
And we know basketball too, though. Remember the old KG and Carmelo? So anytime.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
The Sox now 1-5 since All-Star break. They're off tonight before welcoming the Yankees to town tomorrow. And the big news yesterday, Alex Cora and the Sox agreed to a 3-year extension for over $21 million. When it comes to Patriots training camp, Jacoby Brissett received the first team reps while going 10 for 13, while Drake May showed up 16 minutes early, finished practice going 6 for 10. When it comes to contract-related absences, both Judon and Godchow were full participants during the first session of the summer. And Northeastern Savings Bank is a leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Courtney. 70 degrees and cloudy. A little bit of showers around today. Afternoon high, a cloudy 82.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,